This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you, Art. What's your name?
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Huh? Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
Good evening, and welcome, everyone, to ENN, which tonight, as per usual, is brought to you by our friends at All American Ford. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast. Of course, they have amazing locations and prices in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Also, I'd like to tell you that tomorrow, my buddy Mark from Top Shelf Premium is having an amazing event called Supply and Demand 2. It's at Chelsea Music Hall. It's a concert. There's food. There's a market where people are selling awesome items.
Drugs?
No, I don't think so. Some of Michael's favorite groups are performing. I'll list the performers. Mutant Academy, Al Divino.
Wait, you guys got Mutant Academy?
Ankle John, Raheem Supreme, Pounds, Manhattan, RLX, and many more.
Ankle John's there?
Hosted by me and Mayhem Loren. Tomorrow, Chelsea Music Hall. Doors open at 2 o'clock. It's an all-day event. I'll be going there right after the K-Show,
of course.
Can I ask
you why you're the only one with a real name? Ballard.
You really want to go over this again? That you think rap artists should...
But you're in that world. Why didn't you come up with, like, P. Rose or something?
It's funny that you say that, because...
How about Prose?
I like that. I used to have a DJ name. It just, as I got older...
Lil Prose.
It was PMD. Peter from Maryland. Big name. Yeah. Big talk. See, you didn't like that either, so...
Yeah, but you're with Ankle John and Peter Rosenberg. It just doesn't work.
You know what I was thinking about changing my name to?
What? Brendan Brown?
All right, so strange story here to start off.
No, say hello to us.
You cut me off and threw me off.
Wow.
Good evening, Michael.
Come out wherever you are.
Oldie but goodie.
Good evening, Don.
This is Hack City right now.
I had Mom in the car. We were leaving the IHOP. Mom I said hello. I'm Don LaGreca, sidekick to Michael K.
Do you know that last week at the party that I did on Wednesday night at Bowery Ballroom, these kids came who were such huge fans of the show.
Right.
The K Show.
Okay.
They were like, oh, my God, we're obsessed with the show. We watch every single day. I don't remember if they said watch or listen. They're in college. Maybe listen. Maybe it was listen.
Okay.
We listen every single day. We love it. We know all the drops. Anytime anyone says anything to us, all we say is,
why?
You know, blah, they were so excited.
They sound annoying.
They were really nice kids. So I talked to them for a few minutes, whatever.
Which is rare for you. You're not a people person.
Not true at all. And
why?
And then I realized what was happening. Well, I realized that these were huge fans of the show. And just a few feet away from them was a show celebrity. So I went up to them and I said, you guys are real listeners, right? They're like, every day. I went, you know who that guy right there is? They said, who? I said, that is Ballard.
Wow.
And they...
Ballard!
I mean, they ran to him.
Really?
Thrilled. Could not believe they were meeting the man, the myth, the legend.
Then they took a whiff and walked away.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm just guessing he doesn't smell great.
It's his birthday tomorrow.
Okay, not today.
Is it today? I hope it's tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. Do you want to say happy birthday to Ballard either way?
No.
He listens to the show every day.
Nice.
I thought you made up. I thought you now liked him.
I don't think he smells great, but happy birthday, Ballard.
No. Hold on. You actually said his birthday's Monday. Don't worry, you're safe.
I'm so thrilled.
Oh, you're such a bad guy.
You can't say that somebody smells bad.
Publicly, on the radio. He's a man.
That's worse than bad guy.
Yeah, a man has a life and a career. And you're just saying he stinks? He's never stunk. I've been around him countless times.
Really?
Never smelled him.
Okay.
Not a stench in sight. So the 49ers have suspended their radio analyst.
Yeah, have you heard this story?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Tim Ryan has been...
I know Tim.
No, not that Tim Ryan.
Okay. Well, he lives in the Bay Area.
Oh, maybe this is Tim Ryan.
Yeah, because he did some show with my brother, and he came and said hello to me in San Jose when I did a shark game. I think it is that Tim Ryan.
He's got some free time.
Oh no!
Well, at least for this week, he has some free time.
No,
he was on a radio show talking about the game after the game, and he started talking about how hard it is when Lamar Jackson runs ball fakes, and he said he's really good at that fake, Lamar Jackson. But when you consider his dark skin color with a dark football and a dark uniform, you couldn't see that thing. He said this on Murph and Mac on Monday. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point. And if you're half a step slow on him in terms of your vision, forget about it. He's out of the gate.
What's that? Good for a week suspension?
He probably didn't. They mean it to be negative, but you got to be smarter than that.
I don't think he did it on purpose. I don't think it was hateful. It just wasn't smart.
It was just
dumb.
It wasn't a educated thing to say. Also, it just doesn't quite make sense. I think he could have just said the Ravens play in all black. It's hard to see the ball next to the uniform.
Well, it's easy for you to say. You've had a lot of time to think about how to articulate this.
No!
Tim had to just spit it out.
It was really hard.
It's probably the right thing to do. Like,
suspend him?
Yeah. I think that...
What are you going to do?
I don't think he was being hateful, but he certainly misspoke. He was insensitive, didn't think, and that's probably worthy
of the Niners, suspension. Well, the Niners released a statement. They said, we hold Tim to a high standard as a representative of our organization, and he must be more thoughtful with his words. Tim has expressed remorse in a public statement and has also done so with us privately. We know Tim is a man of high integrity and are confident he will grow and learn from this experience.
You know, I like the way the Niners handle it because some people have lost their careers over things that just were not racist. They were just poorly worded, and all of a sudden they're branded as a racist for the rest of their life. This guy made a dumb statement, and the Niners know who he is as a person, and there's no previous history. So they slap them on the wrist, they make him miss a game and a game check, and he's going to keep his job. That's the way to handle it.
Well, a friend of mine, who is black, wrote me and said, he should be fired. That's ridiculous and offensive. So I think there's a middle ground here to probably figure out. We don't know the history of the person, right? Assuming this man has never said anything offensive before.
That's what we don't know. I know him casually. I don't know his history. If this is like the 15th thing he's done, obviously. I'm just going off of what this one thing. But if he had a long history, then you don't get the benefit of the doubt. But if he's never done anything, can he get the benefit of the doubt of just being dumb for a second, not thinking? It is suspendable.
Has your friend never made a mistake?
He's flawless.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know what? Then he has the right to.
My friend Rahsaan. Is absolutely
have I
flawless.
Met Rahsaan?
You did?
I think so.
I don't know if you have, but I will tell you this. He watches every iteration of Love and Hip Hop, so you got to take everything he says with a grain of salt. But it was just interesting to take his opinion. I want to hear.
You know, Rahsaan just texted me and said you should be fired for what you just said.
For insulting Love and Hip Hop. Yeah. Oh my God, strong take. So Terrell Pryor, the former OSU standout and NFL whatever,
not standout,
has been arraigned on a misdemeanor assault charge after being stabbed in Pittsburgh.
So he's charged with assault but also got stabbed?
Yeah, not a good day. He was stabbed during a dispute. He's home from the hospital and then was arraigned yesterday. But returned to the hospital because he wasn't feeling well. Probably related to the...
arraignment?
The stabbing that happened beforehand. So not a good situation there with Terrell Pryor, who was actually on a roster this preseason. LeBron James yesterday did something that many people have never seen. He changed the rules of basketball. One of the real cornerstones of the game is that you must dribble when walking.
He stretched it in the past in his drives to the basket.
He has many times. This was different, though. Let's hear from LeBron James, who, by the way, I liked for a hardwood yesterday. And I got scared off. It was a second of a back-to-back.
By the way, I don't want to step on your thing. If I had a hardwood segment, Nuggets.
Tonight?
Oh.
What's the line?
I don't care. Could be 100.
Yeah, I mean, you got to know the line.
Here's LeBron James on the travel that was not called.
Probably one of the worst things I've ever done in my career. I didn't even realize I did it until halftime, to be honest. One of my coaches showed me. I didn't even realize I did it. I think at the same time, I was watching the underneath play, and KCP and Donovan got into it. KCP started to run, and then Donovan bumped into him. He fell on the ground. I think I was ready to pass the ball. and my brain just kind of just, I just had a malfunction. I really had a malfunction. So, you know, I feel bad for the refs on that one because, you know, they probably get a write-up on that one. That was
the guy who was covering him for Utah, he lost it.
Yeah, well, he was not pleased.
He was pointing and then looking at the official. Look, he just walked. It was an unbelievable no call.
You're probably just not thinking that somebody's going to travel there, right? So
no, well, it's almost a harmless travel.
Right. But it wasn't a travel.
It was still a travel.
9.5, by the way, Michael.
I'll tell you.
It's 9.5?
Mm-hmm.
How could you not like that?
Denver's good. The Knicks are not.
They're not?
The Knicks are coming off an awful performance against Milwaukee. So, yeah, I like Denver a lot. You know, because whenever the Knicks talk tough like they were talking yesterday, you know, that was just a blip on the radar screen, that game against the Bucks. We'll come back. You know, they've got, now I'll give them credit. They have all their injured players back today. Marcus Morris is back. Ntilikina's back. Alfred Payton's back. Great. They'll still lose. Just by how much? Do you see how Morris got hurt, Don? You and I can actually appreciate this. His 1-year-old son bounded into bed and jumped on his neck.
Oh, I could totally see
And he had cervical spasms.
Wait, that happened to who?
Marcus Morris Jr. and Marcus Morris III, a 1-year-old, jumped in the bed and jumped on his head.
I feel like I played a football game every day when I wake up because of picking them up and Marco just deciding to leap on me and how they get leverage on certain body parts when you hold them.
Leverage? To put it like a wrestler. Like a wrestler is focusing on one body part and going to work.
Well, because they're at the stage now where they try to, like, launch themselves off of you, not realizing they're going to drop 5 feet. So they'll take their feet and just push off my chest. But sometimes that rogue foot.
See that picture? They're starting a remake of League of Their Own.
Beautiful.
People don't even realize
Happy
that.
Birthday to the twins again, by the way.
They're two today.
Two. Big day. LeBron also, after the game last night, late in the game, he'd given away his sneakers to a fan, which he does quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess he was still kind of celebrating from the bench, but he'd already given away his sneakers because the Lakers were obliterating the Jazz. And apparently the play-by-play on television in Utah, not totally pleased with LeBron celebrating shoeless on the sideline.
Big fella turns in a crowd, continues to fight, blocked again.
Look at LeBron, he's on the court.
With no shoes, mind you.
Oh, what is going on here?
That's some disrespect right there. Please. This isn't playground ball.
I mean, they are clowning right now on that bench side.
God, I got to tell you.
Wow.
Okay. I'm all about fun. You know, I'm the funnest person of all time.
It's not true.
The guy gave his sneakers to kids. He wasn't clowning on the Jazz. So what was he supposed to go into the locker room after game? That's a ridiculous take. I don't know who those announcers are. That is such a sensitive homer take. I've never heard anything like it.
LeBron posted the video of them saying it on his Instagram and put this caption. Imagine doing your job at the highest level to where you're not needed anymore, giving your shoes to a little girl and boy who you inspire and hoped you made proud that night, then cheering on your teammates because you love seeing them succeed more than yourself, only to be criticized while doing it. People, it's the world we live in, and you can't let it ever stop you from your purpose in life.
He's so right.
Negativity, bad energy, hate, envy, et cetera, will try to bring down, will try to bring you down throughout your journey, and it's up to you how you handle it. I handle it by simply saying thank you with a smile on my face and continue to push forward while doing it.
The announcers were Craig Bowlerjack and Matt Harpering.
Now, let me just say this. I remember Matt Harpering. Let me just say this. You're right. LeBron's right. He gave his shoes to kids. They were being homers and being annoyed that they were getting blown out by the Lakers and that they were, and it's not just necessarily the fact that he's shoeless, but probably the way he was dancing on the court. He was probably felt irritated. They're not right for attacking LeBron over it and saying this isn't playground ball because it has nothing to do with that. He gave his shoes to kids. However, here's what makes LeBron so easy for people to hate on. And I know LeBron's a good man. This statement is so self-righteous. I mean, imagine doing your job. Let's count the times he's self-righteous. Okay, I'll play along. And remember, I like LeBron. I really, really do. Imagine you're doing your job at the highest level to where you're not needed anymore. Giving your shoes to a little girl and boy who you inspire and hoped you made proud that night. Then cheering on your teammates because you love seeing them succeed more than yourself. I mean, come on, dude.
He's like, right.
Just calm it down a little bit before you make yourself the world's biggest hero. LeBron likes to show out. Everyone does. He was winning. He was blowing out another team, and he was dancing around on the court having fun. Let's not act like you were handing out soup to the homeless on Thanksgiving Day.
You would think that he'd be above even having
don't
to answer
respond.
That criticism.
He You're didn't right. have to.
I mean, they're wrong for going
they
after
are.
Him, but you know what? He's wrong for easy. He's shooting down in that situation. He shouldn't have to do
You're
that.
You're the best player of all time.
You know, that's an argument that's used against a lot of people. So people up high can never answer any kind of slings and arrows?
No, they can, but all don't. Right. But during the process, don't be so selfish.
Yeah, but yeah, don't make it out to be
I
like
just, how about, would you like it better? How about this? Just the last thing I'll say. If he posted the video and said,
really?
Chill out, guys. Just gave my shoes to some kids. That's all you had to say.
No.
You didn't need that. When I was rooting for my teammates who I love more than I love myself.
He probably overdid it, but it just bothers me that people in our business, right, they feel that they could take any shot they want. And then if you take a shot back, oh he's so thin skinned. Oh, so you can just make everybody a pinata. So he doesn't want to be a pinata.
I agree. He has every right to come back at them. I think he has every right to come back. I'm saying the reason I think LeBron can turn himself from victim into villain is because of his wording sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But
I hear you.
He has every right to do that. No, I listen, LeBron's been giving, he's down to the last few years. And you can tell every night he's giving away his sneakers now to kids. He's just trying to enjoy the moment.
Just when you feel the urge, anybody out there within the sound of our voice, to hate on LeBron, just remember that an entire high school class he's putting through college. For what reason? Because he's a good guy? He's giving back to the community he grew up in? He's not that bad a dude.
No.
In terms of superstars in sports, I'll take LeBron James.
I know. The villain he's been made is ridiculous.
Now, what exactly has happened to Utah? Every time I see them, they're getting destroyed. Are they just not as good as they were last year?
Let's go to NBA expert Andrew Gundlin. Andrew, I'd like you to take us inside the Jazz locker room.
In the locker room.
Everything.
I can't do that.
No, I want the whole story. Right now, they're sitting at 12-10, the Utah Jazz. We'll send it down to Andrew Gundling. Take us what's going on down in Utah.
They're okay, but I think Donovan Mitchell has plateaued a little bit, is what I would say. He's still good.
Strong.
But I feel like he's not quite where people thought he was.
I know. I was watching some game, and then the bottom line, they were down like by 40 to Toronto. Then the Sixers beat him the next night. Oh, the Lakers are beating everybody.
I think the bottom line is Jerry Sloan's got to get more production from Mark Eaton. All right, that's what I'm saying. And if Stockton and Malone don't pull it together, this team won't make the playoffs.
Richard Deitch, who writes a media column for The Athletic. He's very good.
He's a nice man.
He had a clip from CBS for a playoff game. It was the Celtics against somebody. I forget who. And it was Brent Musburger and Yubi Brown. And Brent said, "Well, Yubi, what are the Celtics trying to do here? They both got on their knees. This was 1985, and he's got a board with little magnets on it. That was the state of television just like 40 years ago. He's moving little magnets around as they're on their hands and knees on the Boston Garden floor. You got to see it. It's on YouTube. It's so hilarious.
But even in 1985, that was slumming it, right? I mean,
No, that was high tech then."
Well, but even
getting on your knees was high.
But even Jimmy the Greek had the little checks. I mean, they and that was years before then.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
In 1978, if CBS can give you the check system with, you know, the Buccaneers versus Seattle on whose special teams are better,
Jimmy and Yubi Brown was like the analyst for this, and he was the Knicks coach at that time.
Well, that happened a lot.
Yeah. Jimmy the Greek also weighed in about the 49ers analyst. He said he has no problem with them. Don't think you spent it all. That's an old joke. For people who don't remember the controversy. Yeah, for old people who don't remember the end of
Jimmy. I go back, and the reason I remember the game is because it was like the first thing I taped on my brand new VCR at the LeGrec
House. He still has that.
What a day.
Was the Garvey home run in 84 when the Padres beat the Cubs in game 4 to force the game 5.
I'm glad you taped that.
Henry Cotto climbs the wall and the ball just eludes his glove.
How often did you relive the Cotto home run?
The fact that I could just say Henry Cotto just off the top of my head. It was the play-by-play man was Don Drysdale. With Earl Weaver and Reggie Jackson. I believe Earl Weaver was still managing in 84, and certainly Reggie Jackson was still playing.
No, you're right.
I mean, that happened a lot back then.
Earl Weaver did it?
Yeah, Earl Weaver and Reggie Jackson with Don Drysdale doing the play-by-play.
Giannis and Blake Griffin got pretty heated yesterday. Six techs were called in the Bucks 127-103.
Suspensions? Fines?
Win over the Pistons. There were a few altercations, including one in the third quarter when Antetokounmpo fell to the ground after being fouled and Griffin stepped over him.
That's always a no-no.
Then Middleton came over and confronted Griffin. See? By the way, Blake Griffin is still in the NBA and still playing really, really well. You just wouldn't know about it because he's in Detroit.
Which is brings us right back to the beginning of the show, and that's why Odell doesn't want to be in Cleveland.
It's, you know what? God, you know, it was one of the smartest things you ever did, how you just tied that all up.
Yep.
Because Blake Griffin went from L.A.
to
where
Detroit.
He's a star. He's the same player.
Right.
He's
might be better.
He might be better. He's a triple-double guy. He's an all-NBA third-team player.
But he's in Detroit. He's playing in Little Caesars Arena.
I love Little Caesars Arena. Great arena.
It is a nice arena.
Better than Joe
but
Lewis?
You wouldn't know the Pistons played there.
Better than Kobo? Better than Pontiac?
Kobo is... We walked through Kobo. Used to walk through Kobo to get to Joe Lewis. Joe Lewis was not great.
When I was for the Post, I covered a Celtic playoff game, and I had a white shirt on at the old Boston Garden. I left the place; there was soot all over me. The building shook, and the black stuff would come out of the rafters.
The old Garden. I mean, there was no air conditioning.
It was filthy.
There were monkeys living in the hallway.
I love the fact that people like romanticize these places. It was a
dump.
Well, I mean, Fenway's a dump right now.
Yeah, the seats are really small.
The seats are bad.
Yeah.
And not only that, the concourse.
And Wrigley Field seats are really small.
But Wrigley is nicer inside, in my opinion, than Fenway.
I like Fenway.
But Fenway's like all it, about the history. Because, like, Nancy doesn't care about the history of baseball. When I took her to the Giant Red Sox game, she's like, what's so special about Fenway Park? The seats are so small. And I said, no, because it's the history. But if you don't care about the history, it's just an old building.
No, it's a dump.
Say it again, Michael.
It's a dump. That's not 2019, Michael, and I'm not talking about Fenway, Boston fans. But it's a dump.
I've been there many times. I love it.
It's a joke.
But it leaves something to be desired.
But when you walk on what used to be Yawkey Way, and then they got politically correct, and you smell the sausage and the onions. It's a dump.
A judge has ordered.
Why?
Miracle on Ice player Mark Pavlich to undergo treatment. This Minnesota judge found that the 61-year-old's mentally ill and dangerous.
This is sad.
And needs to be committed to a secure treatment facility.
He was charged
with felony assault. And he beat a friend with a metal pole.
A friend?
Sounds like someone Don went to high school with.
Yeah, sounds like friends Don. Anymore. But seriously, it sounds like it's very sad.
It is. This is a bad story. How important was he on the team, Don?
He was good. It wasn't the most important, but he was very important. Had a good NHL career. It's sad for anybody.
You wonder
especially
how
him.
Are people looking into CTE a lot when it comes to hockey players?
Oh, sure, absolutely,
it's a thing.
Yeah, Bob Probert had it when they had the autopsy on him. He had it, so I'm sure there's a lot of hockey players that.
I
think all the enforcers, not the Pavlich was, but I think all the enforcers probably have it. And there's guys that probably suffer concussions. You don't think Paul Kariya had all those concussions in his career? Might not have CTE.
Yeah, Lindros. Yeah. Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't necessarily sound thrilled about his time in Cleveland right now. Let's hear from Odell on his future.
I couldn't sit here and tell you whether I'm going to be here, want to be here, don't want to be here. This is exactly where I'm at now. I wouldn't rather be anywhere else. So it's something that, like I said, God has a plan. And in the offseason, everything will figure itself out.
You know, Dave Gettleman, under a lot of fire for some of the moves he made, he can go to Marin Tisch and just go, this is what we don't have to deal with. I don't care if it's a good trade or a bad trade. We don't have to deal with this nonsense all the time, this constant drama from this guy.
It hasn't been constant drama this whole year. I'm not in the mood to fight, okay? But it hasn't been constant drama this year.
It was constant drama with the
Giants.
In
New York it was.
Right, so he didn't want it. That's why I got rid of him. And it affected the team, I believe, adversely. But he could sell him on. We weren't going to win anyway. So at least we don't have the drama and the noise.
Yeah, no, his production, I think 55 catches, 800 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's not had a healthy season like this at all. And Baker Mayfield has just kind of struggled throughout the season to build any sort of rhythm. Also, Adam Vinatieri, not sure he'll play again this season, he said.
Which means he might not ever play again.
And for the record, I mean,
he's cost him a playoff spot.
If you pay attention to how bad it's been.
It's unbelievable. He's cost them a playoff.
Andrew, do you recall anyone, an all-time great player, whose career has ended with this many terrible moments?
Not really.
I missed extra points, blocked field goals that are low.
Ryan Howard? How about How about him?
Wow.
Andrew?
You know what?
If you ever want to upset Andrew, just take a shot at Ryan Howard.
Yeah, no, I know what you're doing.
Come on.
But it's sad. Vinatieri's an all-time great. Maybe the best. And this end has been brutal. Hey, guys, join me.
Where?
Peter Rosenberg.
When?
Saturday, December 14th. That's a week from Saturday to you and me.
Yeah, a day after our party.
Because I'm going to the party, and I'm going to meet people who are... See, I have a way I'm framing this. That's our Jersey Christmas party.
Right.
This event here, I'm looking at it as my... I don't know if you guys are going to show up. So my Manhattan Christmas party. I think you should come, frankly.
Well, let me hear about it. This is the first time. Hear me out.
I think I might actually convince you.
Okay.
It's a dump.
It's December 14th.
From Saturday.
From 7 to 9 p.m. It's a week from Saturday.
Yeah.
Don't get confused. And it's ahead of the big Top Rank boxing night with headlined by Terrence Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be down the street.
Bud Crawford.
That's correct.
Right.
I'll be arguably the pound for pound, the best fighter in the world.
Okay.
I'll be down the street from the Garden at Versa, 218 West 35th Street, doing a live show for 2 hours, hanging out, having some beverages with the people.
Nips.
Maybe Budweiser Nips.
Budweiser Nips over at Gypsy Pond behind Clixie's.
And you can enter to win a pair of tickets to see the fight that night, plus amazing Top Rank giveaways. It's fight night with Peter Rosenberg at Versa. It's a rooftop and restaurant experience like no other. And then we're going to go to the fight and have a good time. You want to come meet the people and then go to the fight?
You know what? I just remembered that Jody and I are going to a Christmas party on the 14th.
So you come afterwards?
No, this is afterwards.
Right, when the party ends. Meet me at the Garden for the fight.
Well, the party's going to end at 11.
Well, the fight, probably that's when the main event starts. You can probably make it halfway through.
Okay. Why? I'll think about it. Sure.
So anyways, if you're a fight fan or you just want to come and say hello and hang out in the city, that's a week from Saturday at Versa.
Did you do ecstasy?
That'll do it for ENN. Thank you. No, Don.
Wow. This is amazing. Yeah. What an ENN.
Thank you.
Covered so much.
So much ground was covered.
So much. The Tim Ryan stuff is certainly interesting. The portion of the Michael K. Show that you're listening to on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by PC Richard & Son. Still not done with your holiday shopping? Hurry up. Go to PCRichard.com, buy online, and pick up in-store. It's fast. It's easy. It's PC Richard and Son. 1-800-919-3776. We'll take some phone calls, 7 o'clock, the Nick pregame show, and maybe we'll pick tonight's game. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.